Exclusive: Marjorie Taylor Greene, Mayorkas stepping in and slowing the process of information about attempted assassination of Trump. By Hannah Knudsen on July 17, 2024. United States Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas is stepping in and slowing the process of information regarding the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, said during an interview with Breitbart News at the Republican National Convention on Wednesday. Speaking about former President Donald Trump's miracle survival on Saturday, Greene noted that he turned his head at the exact right moment, looking at a chart offering statistics of the border invasion. "There's so many little things that line up, but you're right. The fact that he turned his head at the precise time and his life was spared, that bullet clipping his ear, it really was a miracle we all witnessed. But can we move on to the fact that what he turned his head to look at is exactly the key issue that is one of the things completely destroying our country? It's the statistics of the border invasion," she said. He had a chart on the screen in that moment, and he was speaking to all the people at the rally talking about the border invasion, the illegal border invasion of the Biden administration, showing the spike in illegal immigration, Greene explained. "Might I add that the person responsible in the Biden administration for these policies, Secretary Mayorkas, who you guys have impeached in the House of Representatives, is also responsible for overseeing what agency?" The U.S. Secret Service, Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle pointed out, noting that the Secret Service actually canceled the briefing that they were scheduled to give to you guys on the Oversight Committee yesterday. The Department of Homeland Security, under the direction of Mayorkas, is intervening and controlling the flow of information. "They're already trying to cover up what happened here," he pointed out. Yes, DHS under Secretary Mayorkas is stepping in and slowing the process of information coming to the committees that I serve on, Greene said. "He's stopping the information coming to oversight. He's also stopping the information coming to Homeland. Because we're all fighting, wanting as much information as possible. Watch." Greene then laid out the current situation, explaining that these agencies cover up the information, and then they create the narrative that they want the public to know. "I believe we're seeing the Biden administration, the intelligence community, start to build their narrative that they want, and then they're going to feed that information and try to control it as usual. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're not the same Republican Party that we used to be," the Congresswoman warned, adding they will not buy the narrative and sell it to the American people. "We are going to challenge them in every single way. And when we win in November and we take back the White House, we're going to gut those agencies and fire all of these people in the deep state that have lied to America for decades and decades," she said. "This has to end, and this is how we end it."